welcome to game number 14 of the 2021 Tenora Rams boys baseball season, coming up live from Defiance High School. It's the Tenora Rams taking on the Defiance Bulldogs in a non-league game. Tenora comes in representing the GMC, the Green Medals Conference, while the Defiance Bulldogs come in representing the WBL, the Western Buckeye League. This game was originally set for a home game for Tenora, but was moved to the Defiance last week in preparation for the upcoming tournament for the Rams. Today, Signs Excavating first pitch is set for 5 p.m. Signs Excavating offers a variety of excavating and trucking services. Signs Excavating can assist in your general excavating services, demolition, and emergency repair work. Signs Excavating is the official pregame sponsor of the Tenora Rams Live spring sports seasons. For your excavating needs, call Josh, 419-769-2290. For trucking needs, call Brad, 419-481-3738, or visit them on Facebook or signsexcavating.com. All-time series, Defiance leads 28-4. The last times these two teams officially met was way back on April 16, 2019 at Tenora, with the Rams coming on top 10-0 in a six-inning game. Andrew Wimthorn was on the hill back then for the Rams, going six innings, allowed no runs, three hits, four strikeouts, and one walk. Nolan Schaefer with a single and triple. Trey Hurt with a double. The Rams of Tenora are coming into this 2021 season with a very experienced and well-balanced and talented roster. The Rams will have a total of 34 kids spread out on three teams, varsity, JV, and freshmen. Tenora did not lose anyone to graduation from last year's squad. Tenora will field a very experienced team at every position, including a very deep but semi-inexperienced pitching staff. The Rams bring back a roster of six seniors and eight juniors to the 2021 team. Rams of Tenora are coming into today with a record of 11-2, winning 7 straight and 11 of their last 12 overall. They are 3-0 in GMC play. The Rams bats are averaging just over 14 runs per contest through the first 13 games, while giving up 3.15 runs per contest. The Rams staff has 4 shutouts to their credits through the first 13 games. Last week in review for the Rams Baseball Club, a great week it was for the Rams as they finished 7-0. Last Saturday, Tenora headed down to Ulyta to play in the Ed Sandy Classic. Tenora opened with a 21-6 win over Lima Central Catholic, advancing to the championship game to take on the host Ulyta Bulldogs. Ulyta came into that game undefeated at 7-0. Tenora came out with the Blats blazing, defeating Ulyta 12-2 to take the championship plaque back home to Tenora High School. Monday, the Rams traveled to Eden to take on the Blue Bombers. Tenora came away with victory number 7, a 20-0 win. Tuesday, Tenora traveled to Fairview in a highly awaited contest. Rams were held hitless through the first four innings before finally breaking through to defeat the Apaches 10-5. On a chilly Thursday afternoon at Edgerton, Jaden Bergman wheeled a shutout, while the Rams' bat supplied Bergman with 16 runs in a 16-0 shutout over Edgerton in five innings. Saturday from Tenora, the Rams swept a doubleheader from Liberty Center. Game one featured a great pitching performance by Kaysen Wolfram. Four innings and 10 strikeouts, just one earned run for Kaysen, and the Rams 11-1 win. In game two, Cole Camaso shut down the Tiger bats. Cole pitched four innings, allowing just one run in the win. Nolan Schaefer combined for 6-for-8, 4 steals, 3 RBIs, 6 runs scored in the Rams' doubleheader sweep. Rams' highs and lows for the season. High runs was 24 at Hilltop. Low was 3 in a 3-2 win over Elmwood. Coming up, we will have the playing of our national anthem. After that, we'll have a quick look at the Defiance Bulldogs.
Veterans, you may leave yours on and hand salute the flag along with your fellow brothers and sisters as we play the Stars Spangled Banner. We'll be right back.
Spangled Banner. Quick look at the Defiance Bulldogs, the host. Defiance comes in at 9-1, 4-0 in WBL play. Defiance Bulldogs are averaging just over 5 runs a game at the plate while giving up 2.3 runs on the hill. Defiance staff has combined for 3 shutouts thus far in this 2021 season. The Bulldogs have 6 seniors and 6 juniors returning on the current roster. Pitching, defense, and speed will be keys to victory for the Bulldogs. Hurricane, their high run game was 12 versus Rossford. Their low was 1 against Norfolk. Defiance is coached by Tom Held. He is in year number 22. 535 wins, 95 losses, 85% winning percentage. Assisted by Rick Weaver and Brock Bergman. Superintendent here at Defiance, Robert Morgan. Principal, Jay Jerger. Athletic Director, Mr. Jerry Beauty. Colors are blue and white. They are from the WBL, and they are Division II. Rams are coached by Brent Renelet. 22nd season, 354-135, 72% winning percentage. 4 Final Four appearances, 2011, 12, 13, 14, 1 state title, and 2014. 8 GMC titles, 2009, 10, 11, 12, 13, 17, 18, and 19. Rams are Division III. Colors are forest green and white. Superintendent Nicole Wells, Principal Eric Tipton, Athletic Director is Craig Rutter. So wherever you are and however you may be listening, thanks for tuning in to this afternoon's game live from Defiance High School. Coming up is the Tenora Rams and the Defiance Bulldogs in a non-conference game. Rams are in the black uniform, tops, forest green numbers, white trim, gray pants. Defiance in the all-whites, pinstripes. Wind in from center field about 8 miles an hour. Temperature at first pitch is 64 degrees. I wish it was 74 degrees. Trust me. This game was moved from Tenora to Defiance, so Defiance will actually be the visiting team here. Briefly, running down the lineups, David Jimenez for Defiance leading off. Jacob Howard batting second. And in left field, Braden Shaw batting third and playing at the hot corner. On the hill for the Rams is Tristan Burks. Behind the plate, Nolan Schaefer, first base, Christian Comiso, Cole Comiso at second, Marcus Grubb at short, Kaysen Wolfram at third. Outfield, Bryce Bailey in left, Max Grubb in center, Jaden Bergman in right. Burks on the hill, Schaefer behind the plate. In third will be your DH. Jimenez, Howard, and Shaw, the first 3 batters for the Bulldogs. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate everybody. Fantastic facility here at Defiance. As we said earlier, this game was, we assume, moved here in the hopes that the Rams will play here in the OHSAA upcoming baseball tournament. Tristan Burks on the hill. Junior righty toes the rubber. First pitch, strike one called. One out pitch coming to Jimenez. Works with the sign. Oh, one pitch coming. A little bit outside. Count evens at 1 ball and 1 strike. Burks hit 80 on that pitch. I guess it's a good thing and a bad thing if you're from Tenora. You don't see this stuff very often, but you don't want to look at it too much. 1-1 pitch coming from Burks to Jimenez. A little bit low and outside. Count will go to 2-1. Full press box here. Good to see everybody up here. Got the Bull 105.7. Jason Reuter from Unger Networks. And myself here on Tenora Rams Live. 2-1 count coming from Burks to Jimenez. Hammered over the head of second baseman Comiso into right field for a solid base hit. Up with the ball was Bryce Bailey.
Bailey, number 10, Howie Jacob Howard,
was originally scheduled for right field, so they switched Bergman and Bailey. So Bryce is in right, Jaden is in left. Burks to the plate, punt, third base side, up with the ball as Wolfram throws the first base a little bit low, scooped out by Comiso. Nice scoop by Christian Comiso to get Jacob Howard. for out number one. Advancing to second base will be Jimenez. Brandon Shaw to the plate for the Bulldogs. Shaw coming in, batting 455, leading hitter for the Bulldogs. Shaw playing at shortstop. Birch to the plate. Strike called on the outside corner. Just underway here at Defiance. The Rams are the home team here in this game, originally scheduled for tomorrow. JV also playing next door. Rams and Bulldogs. Fairview softball. Lady Apaches here playing Lady Bulldogs. Burks from the stretch looks back at the runner, fires to the plate, swung on. First base side. Over a Schaefer, can't make a play. No balls, two strikes to number three hitter, Braden Shaw. Shaw, the Bulldog shortstop. Shaw, just a sophomore, bats from the right side of the plate, digs in. Runner from second, Jimenez with the lead. Works with the sign, looks back at the runner, comes to the pit. Plate, there goes the runner. Throw down. Nice throw by Schaefer, but not in time to get the runner. Stolen base by Jimenez. Brent ran that out because it certainly it looked like the throw beat him. Then it also looked like Jimenez may have been off the bag. So, BR out there. Perfect throw by Nolan Schaefer right on the third base bag. Jimenez slides in safely, so Bulldogs with the runner at third. 1-2 count now to Braden Shaw. Rams coming in at 11-2. Bulldogs coming in at 9-1. Nice crowd here at Defiance. Still walking up. Good to see everybody enjoying spring baseball. Burst to the plate. Fouled back. Count will stay at 1-2. One out here. Just the top of the first inning. Again, Defiance is the visitors. Game was moved from Tenora to Defiance last week. Ball back in. Burks on the hill. Runner now at third. One out. Just underway. 1-2 pitch coming to Shaw. Hit the third. Looks the runner back. Fires over to first. In time. Nice play. Kaysen Wolfram for out number two. Retiring Shaw. 5-3. Howard had the hole at third. Nice defense by the Rams in the last couple weeks.
Camden Roth.
Camden Roth will step in, batting cleanup here, playing behind the plate. Roth comes in, batting 4-12 for the Bulldogs. Burks with the runner at third, pitches from the windup. Pitch outside, ball one. 78 on that one. On the speed gun here at Defiance. Wind blowing in slightly from center field, probably about 8 to 10 miles an hour. 64 degrees at first pitch. Going to be a little bit chillier as we progress through the late afternoon. Pitch from Burks, called strike. Evens count at one ball and one strike. Two outs here. Bottom of the or top of the first inning. Bulldogs again are the visiting team. Camden Roth, Burks on the hill. 1-1 pitch to Roth, outside corner, strike two called. One ball, two strikes, two outs here at the top of inning number one from Defiance High School. Fantastic facility. As we said, the Lady Apaches next door playing, I believe they're number eight in the initial softball poll for the girls in the state of Ohio. 1-2 pitch, Burks, long look in. Fires to the plate, to the backstop it goes. Here comes the runner, Howard. Throw, not in time. Jimenez scores, giving the Bulldogs a 1-0 lead on the wild pitch from Burks. Count is now two balls, two strikes on Camden Roth. Wade Liffick awaits on deck. Burks from the windup, 2-2 pitch coming. Little bit outside, ball three. Jimenez with a leadoff single, stole second, went to second with a sacrifice, stole third, and came home on the wild pitch for the Bulldogs. Payoff pitch coming from Burks. Hammered just out of reach of Wolfram into left field for a solid base hit. Camden Roth with the second hit for the Bulldogs here. They'll bring up number five hitter, Wade Liffick. Wade playing at first base for the Bulldogs. They're supposed to play at home tomorrow versus Hicksville, but per the weather forecast, that game's not going to happen. And Thursday will be home versus Ayersville in a huge GMC contest. Wade Liffick bats from the right side of the plate. Pitch a little high and outside. Liffick, a junior. Burks, the junior righty, to the plate. Outside and high, ball two. 2-0 on Wade Liffick. Dade Robinson awaits on deck. 2-0 pitch coming from Burks to Liffick. Runner at first takes the lead. Roth, pitch coming. Schaefer fires down. Back safely is Roth with a head first dive. 1-0 Bulldogs just underway here at Defiance. Top of the first inning, Bulldogs in the home white pinstripes. They are actually the visiting team. Rams in the blacks with forest green numbers and white trim. 2-1 pitch coming, high and away, ball three. 3-1 count. Pitch coming to Liffick, high and outside, ball four, down to second. We'll go Camden Roth down to first on the base on balls. We'll go Wade Liffick. Dade Robinson to the plate.
Number 26, Dade Robinson.
Last time we saw Tristan Burks on the hill for the Rams would have been that Saturday game number one. No, it's game two versus Elida in the championship for the Ed Sandy. Two runners on for Defiance. Dade Robinson steps in. Bats from the right side to the plate. Still a little high. Burks has lost a touch here. Rams seemed to be out of the inning when they had the runner. Looked like he was out at third. Didn't get the call. Scored on the pass ball. Now the two after the bats have both gotten on base. 1-0 pitch coming. 2-0 now. Two number six hitter, Dade Robinson. Burks. Long look in. Roth at second. Liffick at first for the Bulldogs. 1-0 lead for the Dogs here in top of inning number one. Burks to the plate. Ground ball, third base side. Wolfram up with it. Nice throw over in time to retire the side. Nice play. Case and Wolfram retired all three Bulldogs. However, Bulldogs get one run on two hits. No Ram errors. Two Bulldogs left. We will head to the bottom of the first inning here from Defiance High School. Defiance 1, Tenora coming to bat.
The Fired Stone Tavern is anything but basic. Stop out and enjoy a cold drink and a bite to eat. Fired Stone Tavern is the area's newest go-to for wood-fired pizza, burgers, and drinks that will blow your mind. With an industrial urban vibe, this wood-fired pizza and burger sports bar features an open kitchen concept with scratch-made food, from classic burgers and pizzas to a few chef-inspired new ones. Be sure to check out Fired Stone's specialty days. On Monday, it's pizza. Tuesday, tacos. Wednesday, wings. And on Thursday, it's burgers. No plans for the weekend? Come see us at Fired Stone Tavern for pizza, ice cold drinks, and all the games on TV that you can handle. Located at 211 Carpenter Road at the Eagle Rock Golf Course. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Online ordering also is available, as well as free delivery over $60. Restrictions do apply. Be sure to visit them online at FiredStoneTavern.com or call at 419-785-4015. Fired Stone Tavern, your official sponsor of Tenora Rams live stream wrestling.
Back here as we head to the bottom of inning number one from Defiance High School, the 11-2 Rams versus the 9-1 Bulldogs. Rams will go like this. Nolan Schaefer leading off. batting second, and playing shortstop, Marcus Rube, batting third, and DHing, Andrew Rimthurn, batting fourth, and playing at second base, Cole Comiso, batting fifth, and in right field is Bryce Bailey, batting sixth, first base, Christian Comiso, batting seventh, and left field, Jaden Bergman, batting eighth, and at third base, is Kason Wolfram. First pitch to Schaefer, low, ball one. And batting ninth, Rams center fielder Max Grube. Schaefer had a heck of a weekend, going 6-for-8. 3 stolen bases, 6 runs scored for no one. 1-0 pitch coming to Schaefer. Called strike one on the hill. David Jimenez for the Bulldogs. Camden Roth behind the plate. Wade Lithick at first. Jaden Jugger at second. Brandon Shaw at short. Jack Morty at third. 1-1 pitch to Schaefer. Outside corner, strike two called. Outfield for the Bulldogs. Jacob Howard in left, Simeon Sweeney in center, and Aiden Kiesling in right. DH, Dade Robinson. 1-2 pitch coming to Schaefer. Outside, time will even at 2-2. Sophomore David Jimenez on the hill for the Bulldogs. Bottom of the first inning here, 1-0 Dogs on top of the Rams. Ram home game here at Defiance. Pitch swung on by Schaefer. Lined into left or right field for a solid base hit by Schaefer. Nolan picking up right where he left off. Bring up Marcus Grube. Marcus coming in batting 486. 17 RBIs for Marcus. Schaefer at first, definitely a threat to go. Jimenez, soft tossed over Schaefer back safely. Again, thanks everybody for tuning in on Facebook Live and on the Internet Radio app. We appreciate each and every person. Thanks to Batten Stevens for the video sponsorship, although limited as it is, we still thank them. Pitch to Grube, called strike. Schaefer with the lead from first. Continued his hot streak, singled. Jimenez looks in, steps off. We have a ball called. Schaefer will go down to second on the ball. Tom Hill, go out and have a brief conversation with the home plate umpire, trying to find out what he did. Pitcher having a brief conversation with the catcher, Jimenez and Roth. Infield ump having a conversation with Shaw out there, trying to figure out what happened. Back here, 1-0 Bulldogs, bottom of inning number one from Defiance. Again, Tenora is the home team. Game move from Defiance in the hopes of Tenora eventually playing here in the postseason. Schaefer at second on the balk, 0-1 pitch coming. Two groups, squares around the butt, pulls the bat back, strike one, or strike two called. Now no balls and two strikes on Rams shortstop Marcus Grube. First base playing back, third baseman playing even with the bag, outfield straight up. Jimenez pitch coming to Grube, swung on, hit center field, Schaefer tags up. Sweeney in position, makes the, here comes the throw. Schaefer head first dive is in there, safely. Sacrifice fly for Marcus Grube for out number one. Inthurn will come to the plate. Andrew Inthurn comes in batting 429 for the Rams. Also on the hill, Andrew is 4-0 with 28 strikeouts. Andrew with 13 RBIs on the season. Andrew's heading to Wright State Lake College in the fall to continue his studies and baseball career. Rams with the runner at third, one out. Pitch to Inthurn from Jimenez. A little bit outside, ball one. Game time temperature here at Defiance was 64 degrees. Well, tomorrow at this time, it will probably be 34 degrees. Good old Ohio weather. 1-0 pitch coming to Inthurn. Outside corner, strike one. Cowell even at one ball, one strike, one out. Schaefer at third. Singled, was balked to second, went to third on the Grube sacrifice fly, which is the third by Grube in the last two games. 1-1 pitch coming. M throw swings and misses. Strike two. Down in the count. 1-2. Cole Commisso awaits on deck. Again, full house here. All diamonds are full. JV, Rams, and Bulldogs here. Softball Apaches are here. Pitch coming, swung on and missed. Pitch was in the dirt, went for it. Throws on first. Here comes Schaefer. Schaefer dives in, and he's out at the plate to retire the side on the double play. Imthurn struck out. The ball got away from the catcher, Roth. He threw it down to first baseman Wade Liffick for the out. Schaefer darted for home. Liffick fired to Camden Roth, who put the tag on Schaefer, who went in with a head-first dive for out number three. So that is an exciting end to the bottom of inning number one here at Defiance High School. We'll head to the top of the second inning with the Rams and Bulldogs. Defiance 1, Tenora nothing.
Higbee Embroidery of Defiance offers custom screen printing and custom embroidery to local high schools and individuals from all areas. Connie Higbee and her staff have been serving and supporting Tenora High School as well as the Tri-County area since 1999. From throws to t-shirts to school jackets and much, much more, Higbee Embroidery is here to serve your custom needs. Higbee Embroidery also offers custom artwork if it is needed to complete your project. Higbee Embroidery is located at 1940 East 2nd Street, right here in Defiance, Ohio. Contact them at 419-428-3000 or visit them online at Higbee.com or Higbee Embroidery on Facebook. If you are looking for a customizable item, Higbee Embroidery is your place. Higbee Embroidery, a proud sponsor of the Tenora Rams Live Player of the Game Award. The Tenora Rams Athletic Boosters is a proud sponsor of Tenora Sports and Tenora Rams Live. The Athletic Boosters is a nonprofit organization that supports Tenora athletes, coaches, and athletic facilities. The Boosters' support is shown in many ways, including volunteering time, raising money, and contributing funds to better enhance the team or the organization's performance. Yearly and lifetime memberships are available. Visit them on Facebook at Tenora Athletic Boosters. Here comes more Tenora Rams sports action.
Back here, top of the second inning at Defiance High School. Bulldogs with a 1-0 lead. Jack Mortier, Jaden Jurger, and Aiden Kiesling, 7, 8, and 9 for the Bulldogs. Bulldogs with one run on two hits. They left two runners in their top half of the first inning. Head here to the top of the second. For those of you just joining, this is a home game for Tenora. So the Rams threaten but do not score on the Imthurn strikeout. Schaefer raced for home on the throw to first to retire Imthurn on the drop strikeout. First pitch. Ball on. Burks on the hill. Had a shaky first inning. Albeit the Rams, with any luck whatsoever, should have been out of the inning on the stolen base by the Bulldogs. Look to be out at third. Burks pitch inside, spinning out of the way. Mortier. Ball two. Burks hit the radar at 79 on that pitch. Mortier bats from the left side. 2-0 pitch coming from Burks. Inside, ball three. Six-one senior Mortier bats from the left side. 3-0 pitch from Burks. Outside corner, strike one called. Jurger awaits on deck. Kiesling in the hole for the Bulldogs. Long look in from Burks. Fires to the plate. Popped up third base side. Wolfram over by the fence. Kaysen with the catch to retire the side. So far, Kaysen has all four outs for the Rams.
Second baseman number 22, Jaden Jurger.
Jaden Jurger to the plate for the Rams. Kaysen's played a very good third base so far, and actually he was game one starter against Liberty Center on Saturday, going four innings with 10 strikeouts. First pitch from Burks, swung on, fouled back by Jurger. In his efforts, Kaysen was named the Higbee Embroidery Player of the Game Award in game number one in the 11-1 Rams victory. Here, Bulldogs up 1-0, top of inning number two. Bulldogs batting. 0-1 pitch coming to Jigger. Bouncing ball just outside of third base. Wolfram would have had that one too. One run on two hits for the Bulldogs. No runs on one hit for the Rams. Both teams have played errorless ball. Ice crowd on hand here for all three games. 0-2 pitch coming from Burks to Jerger. Swung on, hit back through the middle for a solid base hit, right back through the box. Jerger rounds the bag at first, will hold on there for the Bulldogs' third hit off of Burks.
Fielder number 23, Aiden Kiesling.
Aiden Kiesling, number 9 hitter, playing in right field, steps in, bats from the right side. Kiesling, a sophomore, very young Bulldog team. Runner Jigger leads from first. Pitch for two. Kiesling from Burks. Strike one. When blowing out now from center field, was blowing in a little bit ago. Now it's blowing out. 0-1 pitch coming. Hit center field. Max Grube comes in a couple steps, makes the play back to first base. Goes Jerger. Out number 2. Head to the top of the Bulldog lineup, David Jimenez.
Pitcher David Jimenez
on the hill for the Bulldogs. Rick Weaver coaching at first, Tom Held coaching at third for the Defiance Bulldogs. Runner at first takes the lead, Jerker. Single, stolen base, and run scored for Jimenez. Oh, topper third base side. Wolfram up with it. Fires over to first in time. To get the hustling Jimenez for out number 3. Nice play again by Kaysen Wolfram. Top of the second inning for the Bulldogs. No runs, one hit, no ram errors, and one runner left on base. We'll head to the bottom of the second inning. Here from Defiance High School, Defiance 1, Sonora nothing.
Have your hair and nails gotten out of control over the past few months? Cut and Polish Salon of Defiance is your local salon to get all pampered up. Cut and Polish Salon offers a vast range of quality services, including haircuts, highlights, specialty coloring, waxing, manicures, and pedicures. Please schedule a visit at their fun, relaxing salon where you can be sure that all of your hair and nail needs are a top priority. Cut and Polish Hair and Nail Salon is located at 413 Hopkins Street in Defiance. Be sure to book your appointment today by calling 419-576-5087 or do your booking online by visiting their Facebook page. Cut and Polish Salon says, remember, it's all fun and games until someone breaks a nail. Cut and Polish Salon is a proud supporter of Tenora Rams Live. Cut and Polish Salon owner Jenny Bidlack says, go Rams!
Back here, bottom of inning number 2. Bulldogs 1, Rams nothing. Rams will send to the plate Cole Commisso, Bryce Bailey, and Christian Commisso. Cole coming in, batting 472. Cole with 20 RBI, second in the area. Next to Jackson Grine, one behind him. First pitch from Jimenez. A little bit outside, ball 1. David Jimenez, sophomore on the hill for the Bulldogs. Cole Commisso smashes it just outside the third base, foul. Commisso, Bailey, and Christian Commisso. Pitch slap at the shortstop, snag by Braden Shaw for out number 1. Commisso hit it hard right at Shaw for out number 1.
At fielder number 10, Bryce Bailey.
Bryce Bailey steps up. Bryce batting 500 and the top 10 hitters in the area. 14 RBIs for Bryce. First pitch, strike one. And Rams are all over the area statistics as far as leaders. 0-1 pitch to Bailey, swung on, fouled back, strike two to Bryce. Bryce Bailey batting 500, Marcus Grube 486, Cole Camaso 472, M. Thurn 429, Max Grube 429. Run scored, the Rams have like the top five in the area. 0-2 pitch coming from Jimenez. Outside, count will go to 1-2. Cole with 20 RBIs, Marcus Grube 17, Max 16, Bryce 14, Schaefer and M. Thurn with 13. Christian with 9. 1-2 pitch coming to Bryce. Outside. Count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bottom of inning number 2 here. 1-0 Bulldogs. Single tally in inning number 1. Jimenez 2-2 pitch coming to Bailey. A little bit low and outside. Ball 3. Bryce has worked the count full. Was down 0-2. It's now 3-2. Jimenez on the mound, Roth behind the plate. Liffick at first, Jigger at second, Shaw at short, 48 at third for the Bulldogs. Full count, pitch coming outside, ball 4. Down to first base will go Bryce Bailey with a one-out walk. That will bring up Christian Camaso. Christian with 9 RBIs. Sophomore playing at first base. Throw over. Back safely is Bryce Bailey with the head first dive. Nice play over there by Wade Liffick. Commands to the plate. Camaso swung on and missed. Foul at the plate. No balls, one strike on Rams first baseman Christian Camaso. Bailey at first with the lead, walked.
Hey, come on, dudes, come on,
with one out in the bottom of inning number 2 here. 0-1 pitch from Jimenez to Camaso. Swung on, missed. Ball away from the catcher Roth, but not far enough for Bailey to advance. No balls, two strikes on Christian Camaso. Jaden Bergman awaits on deck for head coach Brett Reynolds Rams. 11-2 Rams, 9-1 Bulldogs. 0-2 pitch to Camaso. A little bit low. Didn't chase. There goes Bailey. Throw down to second. Bailey in safely on the wild pitch. Pitch got a little away from Roth. Not that much. Bailey took off. The ball's going to roll a little bit farther on turf than it would on grass. Bryce slid in safely, so a runner in scoring position. One out. 1-2 pitch coming to Christian Camaso. Jimenez looks back at the runner. Bailey comes to the plate. Outside. Ball 2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out, 84 miles an hour. On the speedy gun here for Jimenez.
Hey, come on, D's, come on, man.
2-2 pitch. Bailey leads from second. Bulldogs up 1-0 here. Tapper, shortstop side. Nice throw over a little bit high. Got it. Able to come down on the bag is first baseman Liffick. Shaw with a little high throw. Liffick leaped up to grab it. However, Camaso came down and beat Liffick to the bag. Nice play by Shaw. Throw was just a little bit high to get Camaso. Holding at second base was Bryce Bailey as the ball was right in front of him. So Rams with runners at first and second. One out here. Bergman to the plate. Jimenez to Bergman. First pitch. Strike one called. Bergman batting 444. About every Ram is betting above 400, it seems. 0-1 pitch coming from Jimenez to Bergman. Low, ball gets away from Roth. Runners will advance one base each. Bryce Bailey down to third. Christian Camaso down to second. Count is 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 out. Bulldogs with 1 run on 3 hits, 1 error. Rams still scoreless with one hit and no errors. Cheering here in the background. Next door we have the Lady Bulldogs and the Lady Apaches playing. And behind us we have the JV version of this game. Rams and Bulldogs going at it. Here, bottomless second inning. The Rams threatening. Runners at second and third. One out, Jimenez. 1-1 pitch to Bergman. A little bit high and inside. Bergman in right field. Count is 2-1 now to Bergman. Two-one pitch from Jimenez coming up. Bergman swung on and missed. Count will even at two balls and two strikes. Max Grube awaits. No, wait. Kason Wolfram awaits on deck, then Max Grube. Got a little hit on myself there. Bergman, your number seven hitter. Wolfram, number eight. 2-2 pitch coming to Bergman. Swung on, hit third base side off his glove. Scoring on the play is Bailey. Christian Camaso goes to second. Bergman first on the smash single off the third baseman's glove. That was a rocket to 48. Couldn't handle it. Scoring on the play was Bryce Bailey for the Rams' first run. Game's now tied at one. Christian advanced to third. We'll bring up Kason Wolfram. Catcher Camden Roth go out to the mound to have a brief conversation with his sophomore ready, David Jimenez. Bergman at first. Christian Camaso at third. Rams have tied the game at one here in the bottom of inning number two. Rams are the home team here at Defiance. The game was moved from Defiance to Tenora. Wolfram steps in, bats from the right side. Pitch to Wolfram, smashed first base side in the right field, solid base hit. Scoring is Christian Camaso to give the Rams a 2-1 lead. Holding on at second is Jaden Bergman. Kason Wolfram joins the hit parade for the Rams. Kason's played a fantastic third base here lately. Actually, fantastic outing Saturday in game one, and now his bat's starting to come alive for the Rams. Max Grube steps in. Runners at first and second. First pitch outside third base foul. Head coach Brad Rowlett skated out of the way as quick as he could on that one. Max batting 429. 17 RBIs for Grube. Max with 17 runs scored as well. We said earlier, in I believe it was Saturday's Crescent News, they had the league leaders. The Rams are scattered all over the place in the offensive stats. 0-1 pitch from Jimenez. Two Grube swung on. Little pop-up second base side. Second baseman Jagger on over to make the catch, which would have been the lip of the infield for out number two. Huge out for David Jimenez. Rams with two runs here have grabbed a 2-1 lead. Still runners at first and second. Now with two outs, top of the lineup, red hot, Nolan Schaefer. Schaefer singled in his first plate appearance. Pitch coming to Schaefer, little dribbler third base side. Fortier steps on the bag to force Schaefer for out number three. Rams with two runs, two hits, one Bulldog error, and two Rams left on base. We will head to the top of inning number three here at Defiance. Tenora 2 and Defiance 1.
Are you looking to build that nest egg for retirement or looking to start a small investment portfolio for your family? Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services of Defiance has you covered. Tim Bidlack of Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services has over 10 years of investment experience and can assist in estate planning, IRAs, 401k investments, and other financial planning areas. Are you looking for home and auto insurance? Matthew French can assist in those areas. At Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services, they will work one-on-one with you to make sure your home, auto, or business is protected. Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services is located at 912 East 2nd Street in Defiance. Give Tim a call today at 419-438-0023 for a free quote. And don't forget to visit them online at BidlackInsuranceAndFinancialServices.com or visit their Facebook page. Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services. Best of luck to all the Tenora Rams athletes this season.
Rams threatened and finally broke through there in the bottom of the second inning, scoring two, but leaving two. Huge hit by the Rams, Jaden Bergman, and Bryce Bailey there. Back here, top of inning number three for the Bulldogs. Jacob Howard will leading off. 2, 3, and 4. Howard, Shaw, and Roth for the Bulldogs. Howard was retired by Wolfram in the first inning. Actually, was about the first four batters for Defiance was retired by Case and Wolfram. Tristan Burks has gone the distance so far. 2-1 Rams here, top of inning number three. 1 run, 3 hits, 1 error for Defiance. 2 runs, 3 hits, airless ball for the Rams. Burks, first pitch. Strike one called.
I'll move over a little bit.
And thanks to everybody for tuning in. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Drop Zone Pizzeria scoreboard here. 2-1, Rams on top. 0-1 pitch from Burks to Howard outside. Count evens. At 1-1. Thanks to Bat and Stevens for the video sponsorship. Signs Excavating pregame. Bidlack Construction Investments postgame. Higby Embroidery, player of the game, and a Rams win. 1-1 pitch coming inside. Count goes to 2-1. Balmy Valley title. Wiener, Yoder Hill, and Weber. Attorneys at law. Oklahoma Tavern. Burkholder Taxidermy. Some more Rams. Athletic Boosters. Many of our sponsors. 2-1 pitch coming from Burks to Howard. High and away. Ball three. Cut and polish. Hair and nail salon. Wooden Indian pawn. BSN Sports. Weber bookkeeper. Weber bookkeeping. And the Firestone Tavern. All thanks to all of our fantastic sponsors. 3-1 pitch from Burks. Swung on. Lined right at Camaso. Scoops it up. Fires over. In time. To get Howard for out number one. Didn't know if Cole caught that or not. He scooped it off the turf, fired over to Christian Camaso, his brother, retired. Howard for out number one. Braden Shaw steps in. Shaw was retired by Wolfram also in his first at bat. Burks on the hill. Junior righty fires to the plate. Strike one called. Bulldogs with one in the top of the first. Rams with two in the bottom of the second. Rams 2, Bulldogs 1 here, top of 3 in a home game for the Tenora Rams here at Defiance. Pitch outside, count evens at 1-1. Burks got the sign. 1-1 pitch coming. Strike 2 called. To shortstop, Braden Shaw. Shaw batting 455. 6 RBIs for the Bulldogs. Coming in at 9-1. Rams coming in at 11-2. 1-2 pitch to Burks. To Shaw. Outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. 1 out here in the Bulldogs. Top of the third. Burks, long look in, gets the sign. Junior righty winds it up, 2-2 pitch, swung on, fouled, first base, or third base side. Schaefer over there, Burks over there, races to make the play. Tristan Burks off the hill. Retiring Shaw for out number two. Burks saw that, he just jetted over there to retire. Braden Shaw for out number two. Bring up Camden Roth. Roth singled his first time up. Wade Liffick on deck. Burks with the sign throws outside, ball one. Yeah. One ball, no strikes on Camden Roth. To the plate, Burks. Tapper, third base side foul. Picked up over there by head coach Michael Walker. Game two Saturday, our Higby Embroidery Player of the Game Award to the Rams coaching staff. Fantastic job thus far by Brett Renolette, Reed Anders, Michael Walker, and Chuck Carey on the varsity staff. 1-1 pitch coming from Burks, a little bit low in front of the plate. Ball two and one strike to Camden Roth. Burks last on the hill last Saturday versus Elida when the Rams brought home the Ed Sandy Classic Championship in Elida, Ohio. 2-1 pitch coming from Burks. Strike two called. Caught the corner. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here. Top of inning number three. 2-1 Rams. Both teams with three hits. Bulldogs with the only error in the contest. Long look in from Burks. Roth digs in. Righty throws. Swung on. Lined right at Kaysen Wolfram, who snags it for out number three. Wolfram again with a put out here. So, Burks settles down. Bulldogs go in order for the Bulldogs. No runs, no hits, no Ram errors, no Bulldogs left. We will head to the bottom of inning number three here at Defiance. Sonora 2, Defiance 1.
Wooden Indian Pawn and Gun of Defiance is your local full-service pawn shop. Need some extra cash? Wooden Indian Pawn will pay top dollar. Located at 5727 State Route 66 North in Defiance, Wooden Indian Pawn and Gun will buy everything from you. Well, almost everything. They buy and sell jewelry, game consoles, firearms, electronics, watches, and band instruments. You need a small loan? Wooden Indian Pawn can also assist you as well. Hours of operation are Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 419-784-9880. Or visit them online at WoodenIndianPawn.com or on their Facebook page. Serving Northwest Ohio for over 25 years, Wooden Indian Pawn and Gun, your locally owned pawn specialists. Say go Rams.
Back here, bottom of inning number three from Defiance in a Tenora home game is Tenora 2, Defiance 1. Don't forget, Friday, June 4th, from the Ironwood Golf Club in Wauseon, it is the Black Swamp Golf Scramble. Make sure you get your four golfers around for that fantastic opportunity to have a little bit of fun on a Friday. Get away from work. Go have some fun. BlackSwampFootball.com to get you registered to Lynn Growl and all the fantastic staff over there. Make sure you grab the Black Swamp Football magazine when it hits the stands this fall. Good job. Fantastic job over there by Lynn Growl and Tony and all his fantastic staff that he has. First pitch swinging, hammered in to make a fantastic diving catch to steal a hit away from Groob, his Bulldogs, Jacob Howard. So Groob smashed it. Howard came on, made a sliding diving catch to retire Marcus Groob for out number one. That will bring up Andrew Imthurn. Imthurn to the plate, struck out his first plate appearance. The ball got away from Camden Roth, the catcher. Nolan Schaefer was at third. Roth picked up the ball, fired down the first baseman, Wade Lithick, to retire Imthurn for out number two. Schaefer raced for home, trying to beat the throw, but was tagged out on the fantastic throw from Lithick to Roth. Count to Imthurn is one ball, one strike, one out. Rams 2, Bulldogs 1 here at Defiance. Jimenez throws, strike two swinging. Andrew Imthurn comes in batting 429. Andrew with 13 RBIs on the season and one home run. Jimenez 1-2 pitch coming to Imthurn. Outside corner, strike three called. Imthurn down on strikes. Bring up Cole Commisso. Cole is retired on a little soft liner to shortstop his first time up. Cole coming into the game at 472. Among the league leaders in RBIs, runs scored, and batting average. 20 RBIs for Cole, one behind the leader in the area, Jackson Grine. Strike one called on the pitch. This one hammered third base side foul for strike two. Cole Commissa with 16 runs scored on the season. Again, Rams coming in at 11-2, play two GMC games, hopefully this week, probably not tomorrow, at home versus Hicksville. 0-2 pitch from Jimenez, outside. Count will go to 1-2 Thursday in a huge GMC game. The Ayersville Pilots and head coach Alan Magg come to Tenora. Hopefully we can get that one in, but tomorrow doesn't look very optimistic at all. Very pessimistic, actually. 2-1 pitch from Jimenez. Come on. Strike three. Swing. Commisso goes down on strikes for out number three. So quickly the Rams are down. No runs, no hits, no Bulldog errors, and nobody left on base. We will head to the top of inning number four here from Defiance. Tenora 2. Defiance 1.
The Drop Zone Pizzeria offers the area's best mouth-watering pizza, wings, subs, calzones, and ice-cold drinks. In fact, in just its second year of operation, the Drop Zone Pizzeria has been voted by the Crescent News readers as the best pizza in the area. From grandma pizza to pickle pizza, the Drop Zone Pizzeria is always looking outside the pizza box for something special for its customers. Drop by the Drop Zone Pizzeria and try for yourself in Ayersville at 13995 Fruit Ridge Road, or order the area's best pizza by calling 419-395-2255. Drop Zone Pizzeria is open at Tuesday through Saturday, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. You can visit them on Facebook at the Drop Zone Pizzeria. You can also order online or stop by the Drop Zone Pizzeria in person in downtown Ayersville. Go Rams!
Thank you, Drop Zone Pizzeria, for an in-game scoreboard sponsorship, our longest tenured sponsor, Drop Zone Pizzeria. Had a little wood-fired pizza this weekend, Harold and the crew did at the Drop Zone, and I may say that was an A++. So if you get a chance to get over there to Ayersville, it's not that long a drive from Tenora. You could be out of the house, over to Ayersville and back in less than 30 minutes. So check out the Drop Zone Pizzeria in Ayersville. Specialty pizzas all the time over there. Just introduced the wood-fired pizza this weekend. They have grandma pizzas, which is like equivalent to a pan pizza, which is A++. Very unique pizzas over there. Pickled pizza, one of my family's all-time favorite. Not personally, but family-related. So thanks to Harold, Liz, and everyone at Drop Zone. Voted number one in the area for best pizza. Burks on the hill. Lific at the plate. Ball one. Lific, Robinson, and Mortier, your three hitters, 5, 6, and 7 for the Bulldogs. 2-1 Rams. Top of inning number four here. Bulldogs with one in the second. Pitch coming. Strike. Count evens at 1-1. Rams with two in the second. Could have done more damage. Runners at first and second with one out. Couldn't get a clutch hit. 1-1 pitch coming from Burks. Outside corner. Strike two called to Lific. Wade Lific, first baseman for the Bulldogs. Bulldogs in their white pinstripe jerseys and trousers. Rams in the black jerseys, forest green numbers, white trim, and gray uniform pants. Pitch. To Lific, 1-2 in the dirt. Count will even at 2-2. So don't forget that Friday, June 4th, for your Black Swamp Football Scramble. Get your four buddies together. Go have some fun. BlackSwampFootball.com. Get ready for a 2-2 pitch from Burke. Swung on. Third base side foul. Wolfram giving chase. Can't make a play just outside the fence. Excellent. Also by Rams third baseman, Kason Wolfram. Kason's grabbed everything else this afternoon. He tried to grab that one, too. Fantastic fans here. Three games going on at once. This game, JV next door. Rams and Bulldogs. Lady Bulldogs and Lady Apaches on the softball. Diamond 2-2 pitch from Burke Stilific. Inside, ball three. 2-1 Rams here, top of inning number four. For those of you popping in and out, Tenora is the home team here. Game was moved from Tenora to Defiance. Payoff pitch to Lific. tap, first base side. Camaso gets it, flips it over to Burks covering in time for the out. Nice play, Christian Camaso and Tristan Burks to retire Liffick for out number one. That will bring up number six hitter, Dade Robinson. Robinson DHing for Sweeney. Robinson grounded out to third baseman Kason Wolfram, his first time up in inning number one. Burks has gone the distance so far. First pitch, a little bit low, ball one. And Robinson at the plate, 48 on deck. 1-0 pitch from Burks to Robinson. Swung on, hammer, third base side. Wolfram snags it, fires over to first base. Camaso with the stretch and the out. Another fantastic play over there by Kason Wolfram. He's like the human vacuum cleaner today.
Third baseman Jack Wirtz here.
Oh, yeah, Jack. Oh, yeah, Jack.
Two down in the Bulldogs' half of the top of the fourth inning here. Burks, two more tear, swung on, fouled back. He also was retired by Kason Wolfram in inning number two. Like I say, we got five threes all over the place here, or five unassisted everywhere in the scorebook. 0-1 pitch coming to number seven hitter Mortier at the hot corner for the Bulldogs. Burks to the plate, flowing inside, count evens at one ball, one strike, two outs here. Tenora two, Bulldogs one. Bulldogs with a run in inning number one. 1-1 pitch from Burks. Winds it up. Junior righty throws. A little bit low. Ball two. Two balls, one strikes. To the number seven hitter, Jack Mortier. And thanks everybody for tuning in on Facebook and our radio app. Everybody looks forward to this game all season long, and it hasn't disappointed so far. Pitch spins out of the way. Three balls and one strike. He acted like it hit him. But the umpire's like, I don't think so. 3 balls, 1 strike. 2 outs here at the top of the fourth inning. Rams lead 2-1. 3-1 pitch from Burks to Mortier. Swung on, fouled back. Count will go full at 3-2. We got the Rams football schedule released to us earlier last week. Open at home versus Liberty Center on August 20th. Then we'll be at Wauseon on the 27th. Home versus Lipsick, a new opponent. Lipsick and Paulding, new to the schedule this season for the Rams. Paulding will be at home on October 1st. 3-1 pitch to Burks to Mortier. Hammered first base side. Over there's Camaso, scoops it up. Unassisted to the bag to retire the side. Mortier smashed it right at Camaso. Camaso scooped it up, ran to the bag to beat Mortier.
That's the game.
End of inning number four here at Defiance. Bulldogs, no runs, no hits, no Ram errors, and nobody left. We will head to the bottom of inning number four here at Defiance. Tenora 2, Defiance nothing.
Signs Excavating of Defiance, Ohio offers a variety of excavating and trucking services. Signs Excavating can assist with general excavating services, demolition, and emergency repair work. During the winter months, Signs Excavating can also handle any large snow or ice removal projects and can assist in any equipment hauling needs. Located at 2147 State Route 66, Signs Excavating is family-owned and operated since 1999. For excavating needs, call Josh at 419-769-2290, or for trucking needs, call Brad at 419-481-3738. Be sure to visit them online at signsexcavating.com or Signs Excavating on Facebook. Signs Excavating, your local excavating and trucking specialist, says go Rams.
Back here at Defiance, we'll head to bottom of inning number four. Tenor leading 2-1. Both teams with three hits. Bulldogs with the only error in the game. Bryce Bailey, Christian Camaso, and Bergman. First pitch swinging. Bailey hammers foul third base side out of play. Bryce with a walk and a run scored in the Rams' two-run second inning. Bailey and Camaso both with runs scored for Tenora. Jimenez on the mound. Pitch to Bailey. Pop-up shallow center. Out goes second baseman Jerger to make the play, retiring Bailey for out number one here in the Rams. Bottom of inning number four.
First baseman Christian Camaso.
Christian Camaso to the plate. Reached on an air. Key play in the second inning. Braden Shaw with a nice play. Just threw a little bit high to first baseman Wade Liffick. Time Liffick came down on the bag. Camaso racing down the line was safe. Pitch to Christian. A little bit outside. Ball one. Game time temperature was 64 at 5 o'clock. It's now 56. Less than an hour later. Swinging little tapper shortstop side. Shaw over. In time. Nice scoop by Wade Liffick to retire Camaso for out number two. That play was almost a carbon copy of the play in inning number two. This time, Shaw threw it over to Liffick to get Camaso. Jaden Bergman to the plate. Bergman with a huge RBI single last time up. Bergman, little tapper, first base side, onto the Bulldog on deck circle. Strike number one. Bergman and Wolfram on deck for the Rams. Rams 2, Bulldogs 1 here. Bottom of inning number 4. Again, for those of you popping in and out, this is a Ram home game. Pitch from Jimenez. Bergman, little tapper, third base side, scooped up by Mortair. Over in time to retire Bergman. Nice defense by the Bulldogs there in the bottom half of the inning. So for the Rams, no runs, no hits, no Bulldog errors, and no Rams left on base. We will head to the top of inning number 5 here from Defiance High School. Tora 2, Defiance 1.
The Law Office of Weider, Yoder, Hill, and Weber is a full-service law firm dedicated to providing quality legal services in Northwest Ohio. Since 1965, their attorneys have had a well-deserved reputation of excellence, serving clients with a focus on integrity, advocacy, and understanding. We are a general practice law firm that can handle all of your legal needs. We offer high-quality legal work and personal client service. Each of our attorneys are committed to providing you with top-notch legal support. Attorneys Jim Weiner, Danny Hill, Cam Staley, and Ian Weber are here to assist you. Call them at 419-782-3010 or visit them online at WeinerLawOffice.com. The Law Office of Weiner, Yoder, Hill, and Weber is a proud supporter of Tenora Rams Live. Here comes more Tenora Rams sports action.
Back to Defiance. Top of inning number 5, Rams 2, Bulldogs 1. Bottom 2, Jerger and Kiesling, then the top, Jimenez for the Bulldogs here against Rams junior righty Tristan Burks. Burks has gone the distance so far. A little shaky start for Tristan. Seems to have got in the groove here the last couple innings. Pitch to Jerger. Ball 1. Burks has retired the Bulldogs the last 3 innings. 1-0 pitch coming from Burks. A little outside. Ball 2 to Jaden Jerger, second baseman for the Bulldogs. Ten straight retired by Burks. 2-0 pitch from Burks to Jerger. Swung on. Hit center fielder. Back goes Groove. Still going back. Reaches up. Makes a fantastic catch. Jerger gave it a ride. Burks, or Max Groove, reached up. Hauled it in for out number 1. Jerger smoked it to center. Burks on the mound for the Rams. Groove in center field got on his horse. Made a nice over-the-shoulder catch. Bring up number 9 hitter, Aiden Kiesling, 0 for 1. First pitch, ground shortstop side. Marcus Groove in the hole, fires over off the glove of Rams first baseman Christian Camaso. The error on the play, allowing Kiesling to reach. Nice play by Groove over there. Kamoto with the stretch. Just went off of the tip of his glove, allowing Kiesling to reach. So the Bulldogs with the runner. That retired 11 straight, or ended the streak of 11 straight retired by Burks. Top of the lineup, David Jimenez. Jimenez on the mound for the Bulldogs. Runner with the lead, pitch to the plate, strike one called. Jimenez, one for two with a single, a stolen base, and a run scored for the Bulldogs. Kiesling leads away from first. Burks from the stretch, 0-1 pitch, throws over, back with the head first dive is Kiesling. 2-1 Rams here, top of inning number 5 from Defiance High School. Both teams with 3 hits. Both teams now with 1 error. Rams with Bulldogs with 1 in the first, Rams with 2 in the second. Burks, first time he's pitched from the stretch in a while. 0-1 pitch coming in the dirt. Nice stop by Schaefer. Now evens at 1-1. One out here in the Bulldog fifth. Again, Bulldogs are the visiting team here at Defiance. Game was moved from Sonora to Defiance. 1-1 pitch coming to Jimenez. Swung on, popped up third base side. Can't make the play. Old number, about 4 foot high. Count will go to 1-2. One out here. Runner goes back to first, Kiesling for the Bulldogs. Jacob Howard on deck for Tomahawk's Defiance Bulldogs. Again, nice crowd here for both games. Baseball, softball, and JV games going on. All three diamonds are occupied. 1-2 pitch coming from Burks to Jimenez. Long look in by Burks. Looks over at the runner, Kiesling. Comes to the plate, a little bit high. Schaefer down to first, back safe. The head first dive is Kiesling. A little close play there. Two pitch coming to Jimenez. 2-1 Rams here, top of inning number 5. Live from Defiance High School. Pitch swung on, hit second base side. Cole Kamoso over. Goes to second to get the force, retiring Kiesling. So the fielder's choice. We'll just switch positions. Kiesling on at first.
Left fielder, Jacob Howard.
Kiesling retired. At second, bring up number 2 hitter, Jacob Howard. Howard with a fantastic play out in left field earlier in the game. Bats from the left side. 0-2 is Howard. There goes the runner. Throw down to second base by Schaefer, and he is out. Nice throw by Nolan Schaefer. One hopper down. Groove slapped a tag on him for out number 3. So, for the Bulldogs, in the fifth inning, no runs, no hits, one Ram error, and nobody left on base. We will head to the bottom of inning number 5 here at Defiance High School. Sonora still holding on to that 2-1 lead over Defiance.
Heads are going to roll out of Burkholder Taxidermy. Located at 19331 Buckskin Road, just north of Defiance, Burkholder Taxidermy is a full-service wildlife art studio where North American, African, and exotic game animals can be preserved by professionals. Burkholder Taxidermy has recently been certified to receive out-of-state deer, elk, moose, and caribou. Visit them on their Facebook page or call Josh Burkholder at 419-782-9538 to set up an estimate or appointment to see the best taxidermist in Northwest Ohio. Burkholder Taxidermy, a proud supporter of the Tenora Rams. Okolona Tavern, located in downtown Okolona, is the home of the famous Okie Tavern funnel cakes. And who can resist the funnel cakes at the Okolona Tavern? Stop in after the game and get some delicious wings and enjoy an ice-cold beverage while you talk about the game. Hours of operation are Tuesday to Sunday, opening at 4 p.m. Be sure to check them out on Facebook for a menu before you head out. Mexican food specials every Thursday and Sunday. The Okolona Tavern, a proud supporter of the Tenora Rams.
stuffing in here in the bottom of the fifth inning will be Kaysen Wolfram. Rams 2, Bulldogs 1. Fantastic game here at Defiance High School. Jimenez has gone the distance so far for the Bulldogs. Sophomore righty David Jimenez. First pitch, ball 1 to Kaysen Wolfram. Wolfram, Grube, and top of the lineup, Schaefer, for the lineup for the Rams. This pitch, strike 1. Count evens at 1-1. Bulldogs 1 run in the top of the first inning. Jimenez works quickly. Shortstop side. Fires over to first base as Shaw to retire Wolfram for out number 1.
Max Grube.
That will bring up Max Grube. Max popped out to the second baseman, his only plate appearance. Jimenez has cooled down the Ram bats. Just 3 hits for Tenora here to the first 4 1/3 inning. Grube squares around the bunt, bunts it back to the backstop. Strike 1. Jimenez and Burks have both gone a distance for Defiance and Tenora. Reed Anders coaching at first base for Tenora. Head coach Brett Runnellet coaching at third for Tenora. Righty sophomore David Jimenez on the hill. 0-1 pitch to Grube. Swung on and missed. Strike 2. One pitch from Jimenez. Outside count evens at 1-1. One out here in the Rams' bottom of the fifth inning. Rams 2, Bulldogs 1 from Defiance High School. And a Tenora Rams home game was moved to Defiance late last week. Swung on and missed. Ball gets away from the catcher. First base down goes. Max Grube reaches on the strikeout. The curveball was in the dirt, went to the backstop. Roth went back to retrieve, but the time he did, Grube reached on the pass ball. So Rams with a runner at first. Max Grube, top of the Rams lineup, Nolan Schaefer. Throw over Grube back standing. Nolan with the single in the first inning. Jimenez looks over at Grube. Max with a decent lead. Jimenez fires over. Back safely is Max Grube. Schaefer, first pitch coming from Jimenez, a little bit low, ball 1. One ball, no strike count. Grube leads from first. Jimenez on the hill from the stretch. Pitch catches the corner. Count evens at 1-1. Again, thanks everybody for tuning on Facebook and the radio app. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Hopefully we'll be playing ball tomorrow from Tenora versus Hixel, but I don't think so. Per the weather man. Pitch to Schaefer's a little bit low and outside. 2-1. Nice crowd here. It's turning into a chilly Monday night. Pitch. Hammer! Over the third baseman's head into left field. Grube makes the turn, slides into second. Schaefer holds on. Solid single, Nolan Schaefer. Rams are threatening to add to their 2-1 lead.
Shakes down Marcus Grube.
Schaefer lined it over the third baseman's head, Mortier. Nice effort, just couldn't reach it. That will bring up number 2 hitter, Marcus Grube. Marcus with a sacrifice in his first plate appearance and flew out. And that fantastic play out there by Jacob Howard in the third inning. So no or one out here. Rams with runners at first and third. Schaefer definitely a threat to go. Jimenez looks over, comes to the plate. Pitch. Outside, ball 1. Grube at third. Schaefer at first. Head coach Brent Runnellet gives the signs to Marcus Grube. Marcus steps in. Jimenez looks at the runners, comes to the plate, swung on, popped up shallow left field, tagging as Max makes the catch. Here comes the throw, cut off by Mortier to the plate. Head first dive, not in time. Scoring is Max Grube. Sacrifice fly by Max Grube for out number two.
Designated hitter, Andrew Winter.
Scoring is Max for run number three. Rams now lead 3-1. Two outs now. Schaefer stayed put at first. Definitely a threat to go now. Bring up Andrew Imthurn. Andrew has struck out twice. Once swinging and once looking. There goes Schaefer. Throw down to second. Goes into center field. Knocked down by the shortstop into shallow center. Schaefer gets up. Fires himself into the third base bag safely. So a stolen base by Schaefer. Goes over to third on the air. Didn't see what the pitch was to Andrew. I think it was a ball. It was a call, actually it was a strike. We have a meeting on the mound. Out comes head coach Tom Held. Head coach Tom Held in his 22nd season. 535 wins, 95 losses. Winning percentage here at Defiance of 85%. Overall, Coach Held is 738-169. So the Rams with 3 runs, 4 hits, 1 errors. Bulldogs, 1 run, 3 hits, and 2 errors. Marcus is racking up the sacrifice RBIs here lately. So sacrifice fly. Nice throw out there by Jacob Howard. Was cut off by third baseman Mortier, who fired into Camden Roth, but not before Max Grube with a head first dive scored the Rams' third run of the contest. Imthurn at the plate, 0-1 pitch, a little bit low and outside, ball one. Imthurn heading to Wright State Lake College in the fall. 1-1 pitch from Jimenez to Imthurn, a little bit low and away, ball two. On deck for the Rams is Cole Comiso. So pick your poison, either you want Imthurn or Comiso here. Both are leading the area in the top 20 in hitting. Like I said, if you grab the paper from this weekend and look at the area baseball stats, the Rams are littered everywhere. 2-1 pitch coming, swung on, fouled back, count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes, 2 outs here. Rams with the runner at third, Nolan Schaefer. Scored 1 run here so far in the 5th to grab a 3-1 lead over the Bulldogs from Defiance. Again, Snor is the home game here, or home team here at Defiance. 2-2 pitch to Imthurn, swung on, nubbed third base side, fouled, scooped up by head coach Brent Renelet. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Andrew Imthurn, the Rams DH. 2 outs here. Schaefer lead from third. David Jimenez gets the sign. Sophomore has gone the distance. 2-pitch coming. 2-2 pitch coming to Imthurn.
Down the right field line, and that's trouble.
Foul ball down the first base side. We couldn't really see. We had to rely on Mr. Umpire over here to give us a sign because we were kind of blocked over there. And also we heard Dave Kluck in the background, who was broadcasting on the bull for Defiance on 105.7. So kind of relied on the umpire and Dave Kluck on that one. 2-2 pitch coming from Jimenez to Imthurn, swung on and missed, strike three. So Imthurn goes down for the third time today via the strikeout. The Rams do score 1 run on 1 hit. Head to the top of inning number 6 here at Defiance in the Tenora home game. It is Tenora 3, Defiance 1.
BSN Sports, the recognized leader in team athletic gear. BSN forms partnerships with educators, coaches, and students to build school pride, student engagement, and community spirit. Our partnerships give you access to the most brand names in the industry with all of the hottest products at the best prices. From Nike to Wilson to Under Armour, we can customize any team needs. Since 1972, BSN Sports has brought you the brands that make you untouchable on the field, the court, or anywhere else you play your sport. Contact BSN local sports rep Jim Gares for any of your sports needs at 419-576-8940. The Tenora Rams Athletic Boosters is a proud sponsor of Tenora Sports and Tenora Rams Live. The Athletic Boosters is a nonprofit organization that supports Tenora athletes, coaches, and athletic facilities. The Boosters' support is shown in many ways, including volunteering time, raising money, and contributing funds to better enhance the team or the organization's performance. Yearly and lifetime memberships are available. Visit them on Facebook at Tenora Athletic Boosters.
Back here at Defiance, head to the top of inning number 6. Tenora 3, Defiance 1. Tristan Burks has settled down after a rough first inning, allowing the only Bulldogs run. Bulldogs sent 6 men to the plate in inning number 1. Burks at one time retired 11 straight Bulldogs until last inning. Rams with 2 in the second and 1 in the fifth. 1 run, 3 hits, 2 errors for Defiance. 3 runs, 4 hits, and 1 error for the Rams. 2-3-4, Howard, Shaw, and Roth for Defiance. Burks has gone the distance for Tenora. Junior righty rocks, throws outside, strike 1 to Jacob Howard. Burks last on the hill in the championship game at Elida versus Elida in the Ed Sandy Classic last Saturday. Pitch, strike 2 called. 73 miles an hour on that one for Burks. No action in the Rams bullpen. As we said earlier, Burks settled down after a little rough first inning, just the single run allowed. 0-2 pitch coming to Howard. Burks with the sign, throws, swung on, laced, second base side. Cole Camaso up with it, fires over to first baseman Christian Camaso to retire Jacob Howard for out number 1 here in inning number.
Shortstop, Brandon Shaw.
4-3 on the putout. Braden Shaw to the plate. Shaw playing shortstop, 0-2 against Burks. Rams junior righty Tristan Burks rocks, throws, hammered shortstop side right at Marcus Grew. One hopper over to Camaso. Can't make the play. Error on the throw. Grew had time. Throw just went a little bit wide. Camaso came up the line, tried to get it, but not before he was met by the runner Shaw.
Yes.
So we error on the shortstop, Marcus Grube, Rams second error, allowing Shaw to reach. Camden Roth will step up. Roth with a single, 1-2. Shaw leads from first, Burks to the plate, swung on, skied on the infield. In comes second baseman Cole Camaso, calls for it, makes the play for out number 2. Roth first pitch swinging, skies it to second baseman Cole Camaso. Unable to advance is Brandon Shaw, so Shaw still at first base. I'll bring up Wade Liffick. First baseman Liffick walked in the first. He is 0-1. Grounded to first baseman. His first plate appearance. First pitch swings. Strike 1. Ball out of play. Burks on the hill. Looks over at the runner Shaw. Schaefer's thrown out. A runner last inning. Two outs, 0-1. Pitch coming to Liffick. Throw over to first base. Well, you see, faked over. Shaw dove back in the first. Burks did not make a throw. Liffick at the plate. 0-1 pitch coming from Burks as Shaw leads. Swung on, pop first base side. Overcomes Camaso. Out of play. Count will be no balls and 2 strikes. 2 outs here. Rams with a 3-1 lead. 1 run, 3 hits, 2 errors for the Bulldogs. 3 runs, 4 hits, and now 2 errors also for the Rams. Rams playing pretty good defense coming into this contest. Human vacuum cleaner Kason Wolfram over there at third. He's played a fantastic third base the last 2-3 games. Liffick steps back in. 0-2 count. Runner leads from first. Shaw swung on. Hammered second base side. Camaso up with it. Fires over to first. Little wide. Christian makes a stretch to retire Liffick for out number 3. So the Rams defense has played pretty well so far. 4-3 on out number 3. No runs for the Bulldogs. No hits. One Ram error. One Bulldog left. He will head to the bottom of inning number six here at Defiance. Snore three. And Defiance one.
Maumee Valley Title Agency of Defiance has been providing seamless and transparent real estate closings in Northwest Ohio for 27 years. From contract to closing, their experienced team of attorneys and title agents work with lenders, businesses, and individuals to meet their real estate needs. Call the office at 419-782-3334, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or visit them online at maumeetitle.com. Maumee Valley Title Agency of Defiance wishes all the Tenora Rams athletes the best this season. Is your business looking for someone to take the day-to-day worries of your bookkeeping off your mind? Weber Bookkeeping Solutions of Defiance is here to help. With over 5 years of small business bookkeeping experience and 7 years in banking, you can be confident that your books are in the right hands with Jenny Weber. Let Weber Bookkeeping Solutions handle the monthly tracking and reports so that you can focus on your business goals. Contact Jenny at 419-956-1273, and you can also visit her on Facebook or at WeberBookkeeping.com.
Back here at Defiance, Rams 3, Bulldogs 1. We'll have a pitching change. Mark Butler on in relief of David Jimenez. Jimenez pitched a fantastic game, going the first five innings, allowing three runs. I believe two of those will be unearned. First pitch swinging. Camaso hits it foul, third base side, over there by the foul line to make a catch. Jacob Howard retiring Cole Camaso for out number one.
That fielder, Bryce Bailey.
Bryce Bailey to the plate. Bryce with a walk, a run scored. Bryce is 0 for 1. He flew out to the shortstop his last time up into shallow left field. 3-1 Rams lead here, bottom of inning number 6. Burks has gone the distance for Tenora. David Jimenez, the first five. Mark Butler on in relief. Butler, the righty, fires to the plate. Strike called. Yes, actually, that is not Bryce Bailey. Zach Spicella at the plate, hitting for Bryce Bailey.
Zach Spicella. Spicella. Zach Spicella.
So Spicella hitting for Bailey. 1-1 pitch coming. Inside ball two. Two balls, one strike, one out. 3-1 Rams here. Bottom of inning number 6. Mark Butler. Who's Spicella? Swung on, little dribbler, first base side, first baseman up, flips it to the pitcher, not in time. Spicella beats it out in field single. Nice hustle, Zach Spicella. Spicella hit it to Lific, come up, couldn't make the tag. Spicella made the flip to Mark Butler.
First baseman Christian Thomas
couldn't make the play. Over in time to get the speedy Zach Spicella. Kaysen Wolfram to the plate. Kaysen with a single. 1-for-2. Grounded out to the shortstop. His last plate appearance. Spicella lead from first. Third base ball goes. Nice play. Third baseman. Duke and fire a little bit out of the reach of Lific. Grounding the base of Spicella, going to third. Play to the plate. Throw out at the plate of Spicella. Nice throw out there by the right fielder, Aiden Kiesling, to get Spicella. Going all the way to third on the play was Kaysen Wolfram. So Wolfram hit a little dribbler to the third baseman. Morty up with it. Fire over to first baseman Lific. Lific could not scoop it up and went to the right field line, racing around the bases with Spicella, got halfway between third and home. I think he ran a little bit out of gas. He's thrown out at the plate. Moving all the way over to third was Kaysen Wolfram for the Rams. Jaden Bergman, first pitch swing, fouls it off his foot. Strike one. Two outs here in the Rams, bottom of inning number 6. Rams 3, Bulldogs 1. Five hits for Tenora. 3 for Defiance. Both teams with 2 errors.
Five hits. You've got to give credit to the
Pitch a little outside. Ball one, one strike to Jaden Bergman. Huge run at third for the Rams. Wolfram with the lead. Swung on little tapper, third base side. Foul. Brett Renolette scoops it up. Hands it to the third baseman, Jack Mortier. BR has made a couple fantastic plays over there at third the last couple ball games. 1-2 count to Bergman. Wolfram at third with the lead. Mark Butler looks over from the windup to the plate. Swung on, hammered into center field. Solid base hit. Scoring. Kaysen Wolfram on the RBI single by Jaden Bergman. Huge RBI single by Bergman.
Their baseman, Kaysen Wolfram.
Actually, it was Christian Camus who scored for the Rams. My apologies. Kaysen Wolfram at the plate. First pitch. Strike one called. Rams 4. Bulldogs 1. Here in the bottom of inning number 6. Smash third base side by Wolfram. Over to the third baseman, Mortier. Throws out Wolfram for out number 3. However, the Rams score 1 insurance run. We will head to top of inning number 7 here at Defiance. Sonora 4, Defiance 1.
Looking for an auto body shop with highly skilled technicians and the most advanced equipment in the industry? Then Bat Stevens Body Shop is the right place for you. Bat Stevens will provide you with fine workmanship at a fair price. Our skilled professionals are committed to providing a quality and safe repair on every job like your life depends on it, because it truly does. Bat Stevens is an iCar Gold Class Collision Repair Shop, ASE Blue Seal of Excellence Business, and the area's number one body shop voted on by Crescent News readers. Located in downtown Jewell, Ohio, give us a call today at 419-497-3111 to schedule your free estimate today. Bat Stevens Body Shop says good luck to all Tenora Ram athletic teams, and go Rams!
The Tenora Rams Athletic Boosters is a proud sponsor of Tenora Sports and Tenora Rams Live. The Athletic Boosters is a nonprofit organization that supports Tenora athletes, coaches, and athletic facilities. The Boosters' support is shown in many ways, including volunteering time, raising money, and contributing funds to better enhance the team or the organization's performance. Yearly and lifetime memberships are available. Visit them on Facebook at Tenora Athletic Boosters.
Oh, final chance for the Bulldogs here. 6, 7, and 8. Robinson, Mortier, and Jurger for the Bulldogs. Tristan Burks has gone the distance thus far for the Rams. Robinson 0 for 2. Burks on the hill. They limited the Bulldogs to 1 run on 3 hits so far. First pitch swinging. Hammered. Foul. Third base side. Just out of the reach of Kaysen Wolfram. Again, this is a Tenora home game, so it's the top of the seventh inning, with Defiance being the visitor. Thanks again to everybody tuning in. 4-1 Rams, top of inning number 7. Burks fires outside, strike 2 called. Again, last outing for Tristan Burke was a championship game, and he lighted in the Ed DeSandy Classic. Rams brought home the Ed Sandy Trophy, courtesy of Tristan Burke's outing. 0-2 pitch from Burke, swung on, hammered, third base side, foul. Nice diving play over there by Kaysen Wolfram. Wolfram reminds you of Buddy Bell and Brooks Robinson this game. He's all over the place. So count remains at 0-2 to Dade Robinson. Burks with the sign. 0-2 pitch coming. Rocketed into the Rams dugout. Over there by Coach Carey and Walker. And BR, he's like, scatter the troops over there. BR with a big chuckle. 0-2, Rams 4, Bulldogs 1 here. Top of inning number 7. Burks on the hill, has gone the distance for Tenora. Long look in. Robinson steps in, 0-2 pitch, strike 3 called. Dade Robinson down on strikes, looking. I think that's Burke's first strikeout of the game. Very compact game by Tristan Burke. Minimal strikeouts. Last time Burks was on the hill, he went five innings, struck out five, walked three, allowed four hits, and two earned runs in the Rams' victory over Elida. Pitch hit in the gap all the way to the fence. Round first base. Heading for 30. Puts on the brakes. Is Mortier. Mortier with a solid double up the gap. First pitch swinging. Rocketed it in the gap. With our vantage point here, we can't really see. Basically, right center to right field. Fantastic facility here. So Bulldogs with a runner at second. 4-1 Rams here. One out in the top of inning number 7. We'll bring up Jaden Jurger. Jurger, 1-for-2 with a single. First pitch, a little bit outside. Ball one. 4-1 Rams. One out here, top of the 7th inning. 1 run, 4 hits, 2 errors for Defiance. 4 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors for Tenora. Burks has gone the distance. Runner at second base. Mortier with the lead. Burks to the plate. Swung on. Shortstop side. Grubauer there. Fields it in the hole. Long throw. Gets Jurger in time. Camaso with a nice play over there for out number 2. So the Bulldogs down to their last out. Runner at second base. Mortier. Bring up Butler. Will step to the plate. Butler batting for Kiesling. Mark Butler took over last inning for David Jimenez. He went the first 5, allowed 3 runs. I believe 2 were unearned. So Burks trying to close out the Bulldogs here. Trying to pick up his 2nd win of the season, I believe. Andrew Imthern with 4 wins for Tenora. Game time temperature, we started with 64. It's not 64 now, I assure you. Runner leads from 2nd, Mortier. Butler in the box, first pitch swinging. Little tapper, 3rd base side. Throw over to 1st. In time for out number 3. I think they're saying it hit his foot. Weaver's looking at the ump. Now the second base umpire's coming in. They're going to have a conversation. Weaver and Held are both out there. Like, what did you see? We thought it hit off of Butler's foot. They're going to say it's a foul ball. So the Rams have to retake the field. That's strike 1 to Mark Butler. But David Jimenez, the sophomore righty, pitched a heck of a game for Defiance, limiting the Rams to 3 runs. So Burks back out there. 1 strike, 2 outs, runner back to 2nd. Mortier, 4-1 Rams with the lead here. Top of inning number 7 in the Tenora home game. Burks just needs to settle down and just get the business here. Long look in. Burks, Butler to the box. 0-1 pitch coming. Outside corner, strike 2. Bulldogs down to their final out and final strike. 9-1 Bulldogs, 11-2 Rams. Overall series was Bulldogs 28-4 in the all-time series. 0-2 pitch coming from Burks to Butler. Swung on, hit right field, back right fielder. Spicella puts it away for out number 3. Final from Defiance, Tenora 4, Defiance 1. Fantastic job, Tristan Burks. Fantastic job, Tenora Rams. Rams go out of here with a 4-1 victory. Coming up, we will have the post-game show and the Higbee Embroidery Player of the Game. The Bidlack Insurance and Investments post-game show coming up right after this.
Are you looking to build that nest egg for retirement or looking to start a small investment portfolio for your family? Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services of Defiance has you covered. Tim Bidlack of Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services has over 10 years of investment experience and can assist in estate planning, IRAs, 401k investments, and other financial planning areas. Are you looking for home and auto insurance? Matthew French can assist in those areas. At Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services, they will work one-on-one with you to make sure your home, auto, or business is protected. Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services is located at 912 East 2nd Street in Defiance. Give Tim a call today at 419-438-0023 for a free quote. And don't forget to visit them online at BidlackInsuranceAndFinancialServices.com or visit their Facebook page. Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services. Best of luck to all the Tenora Rams athletes this season.
Back here at Defiance, Rams wrap up a 4-1 victory thanks to Bidlack Insurance and Investments for the post-game show. Bulldogs with 1 in the first, Tenora with 2 in the second. They took a 2-1 lead into inning number 5. Rams with a single in the fifth and the sixth to take a 4-1 win out of Defiance High School. Rams with 4 runs, 3 hits, 2 errors. Defiance, 1 run, 3 hits, and 2 errors. Tenora will improve to 12-2. Defiance will drop to 9-2. Tomorrow we are scheduled to play a home game at Hicksville, so we'll see if the weather will actually cooperate. Back with the Higbee Embroidery Player of the Game Award right after this.
Higbee Embroidery of Defiance offers custom screen printing and custom embroidery to local high schools and individuals from all areas. Connie Higbee and her staff have been serving and supporting Tenora High School, as well as the Tri-County area, since 1999. From throws to t-shirts to school jackets and much more, Higbee Embroidery is here to serve your custom needs. Higbee Embroidery is located at 1940 East 2nd Street in Defiance. Contact them at 419-428-3000 or visit them online at higbee.com or Higbee Embroidery on Facebook. Higbee Embroidery is a proud sponsor of the Tenora Rams Live Player of the Game Award.
Thanks to Higbee Embroidery sponsoring the Tenora Rams Live Player of the Game of the Award. Player of the Game, obviously, will give it to Rams junior righty Tristan Burks. After a shaky first inning, the Rams junior settled down to limit the Bulldogs to 1 run on 3 hits. We have Tristan for just 1 strikeout. So a fantastic job by Rams righty Tristan Burks. We appreciate everybody for tuning in. Like we said, hopefully we can have baseball tomorrow from Tenora versus Hicksville. Thursday, Ayersville and head coach Ellen Mag and the Pilots come to visit. Final from Defiance again. Tenora 4, Defiance 1. Have a good sports night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Tenora Rams Sports. Be sure to tune in next time when we bring you more Rams action. And follow us online at TenoraRamsSportsAudio.com or on Twitter at TenoraRamsAudio.